So, Prabhupada, this is the fifth day of the special classes leading up to Gaur Purnima. And the verse here, which has been selected by me, is from the Madhya Leela, fourth chapter, because it is the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri today.
Very well.
And of course, the entire fourth chapter of that Madhya Leela is all about the glories of Madhavendra Puri. He's so very important in Gaura Leela. So this is the verse, translation by His Divine Grace, Saisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. I offer my respectful obeisance to Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated thereafter as Kirchor. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopala, the deity at Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Purport. Bhaktivinoda Thakur annotates that this Gopal deity was originally installed by Vajra, the great grandson of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri rediscovered Gopal and established him on top of Govardhan Hill. This Gopal deity is now situated at Nathwar and is under the management of the descendants of Vallabhacharya. The worship of the deity is very luxurious, and one who goes there can purchase varieties of prasadam by paying a small price. Jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha namo om vishnu padaya krishna pastare bhutle shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschaste starine jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nitananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vancha Kalpatrubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha. Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Prabhus, I humbly seek the blessings and mercy of the assembled and unassembled Vaishnavas today and all the eternal days to come, for you all can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and you are indeed full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls such as moi. And particularly I seek the blessings of proper disciples seated there. So this is an exciting period, isn't it? Leading up to Gaur Purnima. And we have a specific goal, or the Sankirtan department has a specific goal for Gaur Purnima, and they want to distribute 200 sets of the CC. So Sri Karma Mataji, we need your blessings to empower the devotees to make sure these sets go out. And of course, you know, Divyanam Prabhu and Antaranga Prabhu. Is Antaranga here? Divyanam Prabhu is pushing, and so I have to do 2.5% of the 200 sets. So I've got 5 sets to do, and so there's roughly about 40 odd devotees here, maybe more. If you all do 5 sets, we've covered the 200, and we have the full blessings of Sri Karma Mataji and the empowerment. So we must do that. And so I've been humbly requested to announce that. So I thought, let me do that before I forget. And indeed, today is the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri. Now, obviously, the advent of the Supreme Lord, Gauranga, is indeed upon us. And apart from the relevant scriptural evidence, and this evidence is forwarded by none other than Srila Kaviraj Das Goswami, big Kavi, there are innumerable verses, innumerable verses and scriptural statements, believe it or not, regarding Lord Chaitanya's being the Supreme Lord. He's the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, himself. And as I have eight specific verses here, which are quite relevant. And these references do touch upon our theme, as it were. Firstly, the glories of the Sankirtan movement. The verses touch upon that. Secondly, certainly stipulating the Sankirtan movement and cleansing the heart of it. Because that's what the movement does, cleanses the heart. Thirdly, tis the prime benediction for humanity. The verses touch upon that. And finally, fourthly, it's the life of all transcendental knowledge. Life of all transcendental knowledge. That's a pretty powerful statement. And finally, tis the taste of transcendental nectar. And so I've just picked eight verses. There are many, many, many. But I've just picked these eight. And I've had them in my notebook for some time. So the first one is coming from the Chaitanya Upanishad. Now you probably think, what? Chaitanya Upanishad? What the heck's that? But the Chaitanya Upanishad is selected verses, 19 in particular, compiled and selected by none other than the great Thakur Bhaktivinod. There he sits there, right on top. And he selected these verses, and they're coming from the Atharva Veda. So they're coming from the Vedas. So this one is the fifth verse. And it's stipulated that Lord Gaura, who is the all-pervading super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint and powerful mystic who is above the three modes of nature and is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the world. This is a very powerful verse. And the second one is from the Shvetashtvara Upanishad. Shvetashtvara. And it stipulates, O Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Maheshwar, the worshipable deity of all the demigods and the Supreme Lord of all lords. You are the control of all controllers, the personality of Godhead, the Lord of everything worshipable. That's directed to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The third one is from something called the Mundaka Upanishad. And it's from the third skanda of that Upanishad, the first chapter of the third verse. And this verse stipulates, one who sees that golden-colored personality. Now, there's only one golden-colored personality, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So one who sees that golden-colored personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Actor, who is the source of the Supreme Brahman, is liberated. So another specific verse directed to Mahaprabhu. And of course, I've selected two from the Bhagavatam, the two very famous verses actually from the Bhagavatam. First one is from the 11th canto of the 5th chapter, and that's from 33 to 34. And it's mentioned here, we offer our respectful obeisances onto the lotus feet of him. Onto the lotus feet of him,
the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He destroys insults to his devotees. He destroys insults to his devotees. Wow, powerful statement there. He removes the distresses of his devotees. Pretty good, isn't it? We should remove mine. And satisfies their desires. Now, I got plenty of desires. Nothing's been satisfied. Of course, they would be if I were a devotee. He, the abode of all holy places and the shelter of all sages, is worshipable by Lord Shiva, Shambhu, and Lord Brahma. Mahaprabhu is worshipped. He is the boat of the demigods for crossing the ocean of birth and death. This is from the 11th canto. And then, of course, we have the 34th verse from the 11th canto, 5th chapter. We offer our respectful obeisance unto the lotus feet of the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He left his householder life. So he leaves his householder life. Which avatar does that? But he did. Householder life. Leaving aside his eternal consort, whom even the denizens of heaven adore. The denizens of heaven adore. He went into the forest to deliver the fallen souls and delivered all the animals as well, who are put into illusion by material energy. And of course, in the 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj stipulates, "My Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations, in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus you illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear. You sometimes appear in a covered incarnation." Now, this is quite intriguing and interesting. It's mentioned, Prahlad Maharaj mentions, "You sometimes appear." Now, we know that the Supreme Lord, Purna Purushottam Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, appears every day, every 8.64 billion years. Of course, a long time, isn't it? But it's every day. And, you know, on the 7th Manu, Vaivaswata, in this occasion, on the 28th cycle of that Manu, you know, the 71 cycles. So Lord Krishna's appearance is pinpointed to that time. But here and elsewhere, it's mentioned that Gauranga Mahaprabhu sometimes appears. Not every day, possibly. But he's appeared this time round, out of his sweet will. Sometimes appears in a covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Triyug, one who appears in only three yugas. Triyug. And then from the Krishna Yamala Tantra. Krishna Yamala Tantra. Punya Kshetre Navadvipe Bhavishyami Satchishutaha. Pavishyami Satchishutaha. I shall appear in the holy land of Navadvip as the son of Sachi Devi. And then the 6th verse is from the Vayu Puran. From the Vayu Puran, such a Puran exists apparently. In the age of Kali, when the Sangitan movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as the son of Sachi Devi. Simple verse, beautiful verse. And from the Brahma Yamala Tantra, this is number 7. Sometimes, I personally appear on the surface of the earth, of the world, in the garb of a devotee. Now, the garb of a devotee, in disguise of a devotee, is Gauranga Mahaprabhu and none other. Specifically, I appear as the son of Sachi in Kali Yuga to start the Sankirtan movement. And then finally, in the Ananta Samhita, something called the Ananta Samhita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna himself, who is the life of Srimati Radharani, is the Lord of the universe in this creation, maintenance and annihilation, appears as Gaura, O Maheshwari. So Mahadev is referring to Maheshwari there. So these are specifically 8 verses from various scripture injunctions stipulating the appearance of the Lord. And we see, you know, of course, yesterday we had Govinda Prabhu giving class. Prior to that, the Swami, our Swami over there. Jai Shishirada Goklananda ki, Jai Sitarava Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Gornitai Bhagavan ki, Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Jai Krishna Prabhu gave such an amazing class, isn't it? Very dramatical, very uplifting, empowering, and certainly most entertaining, for he is our supreme actor in charge of Bhaktananta players together with Swami Maharaj Dwarkapuri Prabhu. We had as well Godruma Prabhu, and so now you're stuck with me. But the inauguration of the Sankirtan movement really began even during the time of Lord Krishna. Time of Lord Krishna, it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Mangal, in the very beginning of the Chaitanya Mangal, a very sweet, sweet book, Lord Chandas Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal. And there's a description there which, if we have time permitted, may go through. But even prior to the advent of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, at Sribasangan, Sribasangan is the house of Sribas Thakur. Who's been there? Wow, many hands going up. Look at that. Those who've not been there, please go. It's the house of Sribasangan. And the Lord, the Lord appears some 30 years, 3 decades after Sribas Thakur. So Sribas Thakur is much senior to the Lord. And we see the Panchatattva there, Sribas Thakur looks like the youngest, doesn't he? But actually he's quite senior. And the Lord accepted him as a father figure. And in Sribasangan, much, much prior to the advent of the Lord, there was kirtan going on. Of course, when the Lord appeared, it became much, much louder. And then the neighbors started complaining. And, they wanted to take everyone to court, like they did here in our temple. And it took us a long time to get out of that, predicament. But, it became much, much louder and more prominent. And Mahaprabhu, at one point, why he began and, inaugurated the Sankirtan movement is because when he was actually teaching Vedanta, he had his own school, as you would know, and on one particular occasion, as he was walking in the streets of Nadia with 5 of his prominent students and himself, 6 of them walking, and they come across Sribas Thakur along the way. And immediately the Lord pays his obeisance because the Thakur is a father figure. The consort of the Thakur, being Malini Devi, is a mother figure. And on many occasions, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi would seek guidance from both of them in how to raise their son. For their son very naughty, naturally. And so when they see the Thakur, they pay obeisance and they get up, and the Thakur, gives quite an intrigue and an interesting look to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is under the impression that, has he offended the Thakur? Has he offended Dad? Dad, have I done something wrong? is thinking like this. And the Thakur says, you know, why the heck are you wasting your time in teaching Vedanta? Do you not know that you have to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement? You don't have much time. So give this up and inaugurate the movement. You've got a lot of work to do. You've got a lot of people to, you know, deliver. In these verses which we just read out, you know, it's mentioned that he will inaugurate throughout the world. Of course, you know, he really did it just in India, really, didn't he? South India and rest of India. But he left the job. He left the job to the Jagat Guru. So you can imagine Prabhupada's position. For he leaves that job to, you know, none other than our founder Acharya. He's the one who did it. Yeah. So we have to bear that in mind. So Sri Basangan, an incredible place. Many, many pastimes occur there. And there's so many, so much detail one can go through. The importance of Madhavendra Puri. We must mention something about that because, you know, it's his disappearance. Madhavendra Puri is the guru of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya accepted him, spiritual master Diksha, and as well as Lord Nityananda. Intriguing. So these, you know, supreme personalities of Godhead, the Lords, accept him as the spiritual master. So indeed, very, very important. And in this fourth chapter of the Madhya Leela, the glories of Madhavendra Puri, and so in the Amrita Prabhabhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a summary of the glories of Madhavendra Puri, and passing along the path of Chatrabhog, and coming to Vrindadham Teshwara, and these long names because it's been King South India, isn't it? Lord Chaitanya reaches the border of Orissa. And on his way, the Lord enjoyed transcendental bliss, as we know it, by chanting and begging alms in different villages. So you may all want to beg alms and make sure that you sponsor these, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita sets and do that. And if we do 200, we've achieved the goal and we've satisfied Divyanam Prabhu and many others along the way. So please do so, Prabhus. I'll try my best, but you know, I'm pretty lazy. And so he was banging arms. In this way, he reached the celebrated village of Remuna, where there's the deity of Gopinath. That's Gopinath Das, so don't look at him. There the Lord narrated the story of Madhavendra Puri as he had heard it from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. Now, this particular pastime is truly, truly unique and exceptionally, exceptionally personal. Because, you know, the Gopal deity, which anyone been to Nathdwar? Anyone been there? Of course, Jai Krishna Prabhu. Don't tell me it's just him. Wow. I've been there on numerous occasions. Eka, you've not been there? That's not taking you. Oh my God. No. It's a wonderful place, isn't it? And these days, of course, I've been quite some time, but it's very opulent. It's considered to be the third most busiest temple in India, the first being Tirupati, then second probably Jagannath Puri and Nathdwar. And the deity is absolutely adorable. The Gopal deity, Sri Nathaji. And Srinathaji came to, you know, Madhavendra Puri in a dream, and that look here, I'm stuck in underneath Govardhan, I'm in the hill, I'm buried. So dig me out And that's what they did, excavated, you know, the great Madhavendra Puri rounded up the villages and neighbors and excavated him. And you know, the great Abhishek and the Anukut took place. And it was a pompous, very pompous festival, full of festivities. And the entire province of the area, many villages attended day after day. And there was great Abhishek and Anukut offerings, which went on. And then, of course, the Lord comes to the great Puri, Madhavendra, and he says, look, can you go to Jagannath Puri, get some sandalwood and camphor, because, you know, it's pretty hot for me. And I, you know, apply the paste. So Madhavendra Puri, cutting a long story short, goes all the way to Puri. Of course, during that time, he enters Ramuna. Ramuna is where, you know, Gopinath ji is, and becomes Kirshor, because the Lord actually steals the little pot of rice and wants to feed it to his pure devotee. And hence it's Kirchor Gopinath. There's Makanchor. That painting is out there somewhere. Makanchor, which is Krishna, and Kirchor is Gopinath. And of course, when Vandabindra Puri gets to Jagannath Puri, and the king, you know, mentions that you can have all the sandalwood, he becomes very prominent there, very famous. And the king specifically has two, you know, Brahmins, very well built, who help the great Madhavendra Puri in taking all the camphor and the sandalwood. And of course, he reaches Ramuna once again. And the Gopal deity Srinathji comes to him in a dream once again, and being so very merciful, he feels that naturally, you know, he doesn't want his devotee traveling all the way up again. And so he said, look, offer the chandan, offer the sandalwood to the Gopinath deity, and it will have the same effect. It'll cool me down. So this was a beautiful pastime, which is very much detailed in this fourth chapter of the Madhya Leela. And the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri, because it's a disappearance today, you know, being mindful of that, the disappearance is quite significant as well, because, you know, in Madhavendra Puri was the Tridandi Sannyasi. Rare in his time, because everyone else were blinking impersonalists. And he, you know, he propagated, and he really, you know, drilled it in everyone's minds that, you know, you have to become a Vaishnava. And he had disciples who were somewhat inclined as, you know, impersonalists. Ramachandra Puri is one of them. Ramachandra Puri, if you look at the CC, you know, he comes to Jagannath Puri, and he even criticizes the Lord, and saying that the devotees are eating too much, and I'm sure, you know, during the lockdown period, Prabhus, you know, just admit it, you guys, you Prabhus were having feast upon feast every day. I know, because, you know, Sri Karma Mataji, you know, we were getting the reports, weren't we, in the temple council, that these devotees are just stuffing themselves. Anyway, we envied all of you, those who are resident devotees. And indeed, when Ramchandra Puri, just as well, you didn't get Ramchandra Puri here living with you all, because he would be critical. He noticed on the edge that there are ants crawling. And he said to Mahaprabhu, you know, this means you're having a shondesh, sweetmeats. And as a sannyasi, you shouldn't be eating so much. So Prabhu, you ashram devotees, you know, be careful. Don't eat so much. Of course, when he was there in Jagannath Puri, of course, you know, the devotees were fasting. And they were eating less and less. And now, can you imagine being Jagannath Puri? Who's not been there? Jagannath Puri. Wow. Some devotees have not been there. You must go there. It's considered to be the holiday resort of Lord Vishnu. It's the best beach in India. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, 3 times a day he would bathe there. So, oh, it's a beautiful place, isn't it? Isn't Jai Krishna Prabhu? It's incredible. You could just eat, 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 swim, 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 and just take it easy. But anyway, you know, he's there, and the Lord is being criticized that the devotees are actually struggling because, you know, Ramchandrapuri is a sannyasi, so Mahaprabhu naturally has a lot of respect for him. You know, he's a godfather. He's the godfather. And so he has that respect. And the devotees actually lose a little weight. There's that description. And so ultimately, Mahaprabhu had enough of him. And he encouraged him that you should move on. You know, you are a sannyasi. You should be traveling. And he moved on. And of course, when he leaves Puri, unfortunately, he does pass away. And of course, here, you know, just with this connection to Madhavendra Puri, Ramchandra Puri had the audacity to criticize, well, somewhat instruct his spiritual master, maybe not criticize. And he says to him, Madhavendra Puri, when he's lying and about to pass away, and he says to him, you know, why are you chanting the glories of the Lord? You should be meditating. You should be, you know, you're about to enter the Brahma Jyoti. Picture over there. You know, you enter. So why? And that really upset Madhavendra Puri. And he's thinking, you know, where is this guy from? I don't want to see him at all. So the guru literally rejects him. And then when, of course, he leaves, and then he enters Puri. And of course, in Krishna Leela, it's mentioned, in Krishna Leela, Ramchandra Puri is none other than Jyotila. Jyotila is the mother-in-law of, you know, Srimati Radharani. And of course, you know, there's that pastime of, you know, mother-in-laws are generally heavy, aren't they? They're heavy personalities. They're heavy. So, you know, that heaviness is there. So, Madhavendra Puri ki. So in most of the summaries of the 62 chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada always mentions the Amrita Prabhapasya of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And if it wasn't for the great Thakur Bhaktivinoda, we wouldn't really have Jogapit, which is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And so, you know, that beautiful pastime of when the Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, when he was 141 years old, the great Thakur Bhaktivinoda brought him there, didn't he? And of course, from his basket, because his servant is carrying his basket, I forget the name of the servant. Abhiram? No. I forget the name. Anyway, the servant, and Thakur, the Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj jumps out of the basket at such an advanced age, and when he begins chanting, then Jogapit, the great Thakur Bhaktivinoda realizes this is Jogapit. So of course, I wanted to very, very quickly, I'm kind of running out of time because of the glories of, you know, the Thakur Bhaktivinoda. I wanted to share with you this most beautiful poem, and the Thakur wrote this poem in 1871 entitled Sharagri Vaishnav, and it's written in Old English, and this details the futility of the attempts of sensory happiness and the eternality of the soul, the futility of sense enjoyment. Now, you know, even though it hasn't sunk into me, I'm still the servant of the senses. And of course, the eternality of the soul and the worthy struggle of the soul to achieve this pure devotional service and transcend this material existence. And it's a total of 22 verses. And it's written in Old English. Now, Old English is sung. It's sung, just like Sanskrit. Did you know that, Ram? What kind of education have you had? Not knowing that, you know, you should have known that. And so I shall attempt to sing it for you. Of course, I'm not a great singer. Don't read kirtans, don't like Gopinath Das over there. But I shall attempt to sing, alas for those that spend their days in festive mirth and joy. The dazzling deadly liquid forms for their hearts in air employ. The shining bottles charm their eyes and draw their hearts' embrace. The slaves of wine can never rise from what we call disgrace. Very powerful words in that time and even now. Was man intended to be a brute in work and heart? Should man, the lord of all around, from common sense depart? Man's glory is in common sense, dictating us the grace that man is made to live and love the beauteous heaven's embrace. The flesh is not our own, alas. This is the famous one. The flesh is not our own, alas, even though I think it is. The mortal frame a chain, the soul confined for former wrong should try to rise again. Why then this childish plane that, which cannot be our own, which falls within 100 years, as if a rose are blown, falls within 100 years. If it does, then you get a letter from the king, his highness. Our life is but a rosy hue to go ere long to nought. The soul alone would last for e'er in good or evil frout. How deep the thought of times to be, how grave the aspect looks, and wrapped in awe become a why when reading nature's books. So this is only the 8th verse. It goes on for 22 verses, and I'm truly running out of time. Hey? Breakfast getting cold. And then, this is the 14th verse. And then, my friends, no more enjoy, nor weep for all below, the women, wine, and flesh of beasts, no love on thee bestow. But thine to love thy brother man, and give thyself to God, and God doth know your wages fair. The fact is true and broad. The 16th verse is one of my favorite. Forget the past that sleeps, and ne'er the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. Beautiful verse, isn't it? And then 19th verse, I'll skip on. So push on thy onward, O macho soul, against an evil deed that stands with soldiers' hate and lust, to be a hero indeed. And then the last verse, I'm skipping. There rests my soul from matter free upon my lover's arms. Eternal peace and spirit's love are all my chanting charms. Are all my chanting charms. Bhaktanur Thakur ki jai. Madhavendra Puri ki jai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So thank you all very, very much. Thank you all very, very much for listening, Prabhus. We have very little time for questions. Comments welcomed. Questions, Shikama Prabhus here, Jai Krishna Prabhus here. They'll all answer the questions. Anything at all, Prabhus, I could see that you're itching to get up and go. I would do the same. Thank you. Oh, yes, Prabhu. Oh, it's Shrinagri Vaishnav, which means the defender or the protector of the devotees. You can most certainly do so. You can Yes, that's the Shanakri Vaishnavi. It's 22 verses. And Prabhus, if you do, I mean, you know, yes, in Old English, you know, the words are difficult to kind of understand, especially with the young devotees who don't have much of an education. The modern education. But if you have any difficulties, then you can ask the meanings to Sri Kama Prabhu and Jai Krishna Prabhu there. But thank you all so very, very much. Grantaraj, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Gauranga.